Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller, and people, it is Saturday, September 18th, 2010, and we're coming to you live. That's right, we're coming to you live here on Creating a Championship Standard of Living. This is our first show back together, coming off hiatus since July, and I'm excited. I got a great topic for you tonight. But before we go any further, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of His Spirit. People, 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 I am so excited to be back here with you. A lot of great things have been happening. A lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. I even have a dynamic guest who's going to come on later and share some dynamic things that's been happening to her as a result of some of the things that we're going to talk about. Tonight's topic, as you know, as you've been watching, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. The topic is it has a controversial title, but you'll understand where I'm coming from after I explain it. And the topic for tonight is, does heaven have a ghetto? You heard what I said. Does heaven have a ghetto? That's the question I'm posing. I was listening to Tupac sometime last week, and he has a song called I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto. And the song really resonated in my spirit. You know, sometimes I would hear the song. I love the beat. I heard the song, heard the lyrics, and, I understood what he was saying, but it never really clicked what he was saying until last week. And it made me pose the question. I wonder, I wanted to know the answer to myself, and as I was praying about the answer, I got a solid answer, which I'm going to share with you tonight. And it's just something to make you think. I just want to make you think tonight. I want you to open your minds up. Not to get caught up with the external appearance of things, but to get caught up with the spirit of things. So, without further ado, I'm going to move forward into the show. We're going to play an inspirational song. It's called The Anointing by Jay Moss, and then we'll be right back. What do you know? It's our first week back, and we're having technical difficulties already. I'm so excited to be here with you. It doesn't even matter. People, bear with me. We're having issues here with our playback functions here. But just before we play the song, let me say this. I am doing some absolutely phenomenal things here in the city of Atlanta, and I want you to be a part of it. That's right. I want you, and you to be a part of what we're doing here in Atlanta. October 2nd is a major day in Atlanta, Georgia. October 2nd, we're doing our Manifest Destiny Conference. And you may be asking, what is the Manifest Destiny Conference? Well, the Manifest Destiny Conference is this. It is a conference designed to help you overcome any hindrances and setbacks to living a life of your dreams. I've partnered with four other dynamic speakers, and we're going to partner together to bring to you life-changing information that's not only timely, well-presented, but it's also tangible. We're going to give you tangible tools to help you manifest your destiny. I'm looking forward to it. It's only $35 to register. People, I got five speakers that are going to be presenting dynamic, life-changing information to you for $35. You won't find it anywhere else. I guarantee it. Sign up on my website. You can actually sign up on my website, mileswmiller.wordpress.com. And click on the link for Manifest Destiny. Well, you'll have more information throughout the show, but I just want to touch bases with you on that now while we're waiting for things to get ready. And it seems like we won't be able to play that song, The Anointing, but I want to give you a song called Great Things by Canton Jones, and then we'll be right back.
You keep on. The way that you do, that's why.
left me alone when nobody cared. All I did was look up and he was right there. God got me, he's feeling I'm Kobe. I'm trying to get it out, so run tell the homie. Reason mama smiles, we out the hood, cause God is so
first thing that success is going to cost you, it's going to cost you your mind. Success will cost you your mind. And when I say success will cost you your mind, I mean that if you're somewhere right now and you didn't really want to be there, and you don't really know how you got there, guess what? The mindset that got you there can't get you out of there. I have a quote I love saying to my clients and when I'm doing my speeches, is that the mind that created the problem is not qualified to solve it. First and foremost, the reason why the mind that created the problem is not qualified to solve it is because that mind is stuck in that environment that is perpetuating the thing that you don't want. So, I'm a firm believer. I stand on Romans 12. In the beginning of Romans 12, it says, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." I even go as far as this. I tell people, you know, it's sometimes okay to lose your mind. If your mind has gotten you in a place where you can't, where you're not being successful, you're not being able to live a full life, then you have to lose that mind and get it renewed. Get the mind of Christ. That, you know, a mind with a mindset to thrive and be great. Hello, and we're back. People, I'm excited about today. This is going to be an absolutely phenomenal time together. I want to, before I get going, getting amped and going and just driving the car real fast, I want to give you our divine intervention for the week. And this week's divine intervention, as you may have just heard in our motivational moment there, I may have tipped my hand a little bit. This week's divine intervention, you know, each week I give you a scripture from the Bible. This week's divine intervention, it is the thesis of everything we're doing. It is the hypothesis of everything we're doing tonight. I get it from Philippians 2 and 5, and I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, as we, you know, tonight's topic is, does heaven have a ghetto? And I posed this question earlier in the week, and when I posed the question, a lot of people gave me a lot of responses. Some people were really upset that I would even have the audacity to ask such a question. But it's a question I ask to make people think. And when even listening to the song, the Tupac song, "Does I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto," it made me think. The question that was really being asked was, with all the things that we see in our lives, with all the, you know, the hate we see, with all the pain we see, with all the suffering, with all the war, with everything we see that goes wrong in our society, with all the abortions, with all the divorces, with all the things that we see going wrong, with all of, you know, economic issues that we see, companies falling, families being left out in the cold, it's often told, you know, through, you know, religious doctrine that we have to die to go to heaven. And I look at it from this, look, I took from this perspective from that song that the question is, if we die, will these same things still be existing? And here's the key piece. Whenever you go somewhere in life, what is one thing that always goes with you? You. Wherever you go, you're always with you. So in understanding that, if all you've ever been exposed to is hatred, hurt, racism, pain, sexism, the list goes on. Of all the most evil and dangerous things that could possibly happen to a human being, if this is all you've ever been exposed to, when you do go to this heavenly place, how will this heavenly place change you? Because heaven, as we know it, is a euphoric place, is a euphoric state of being. And in order for you to exist there, it's going to require a few things on your behalf. In order for you to make it, see, I want to come tell you tonight that you can have heaven on earth. You can have heaven on earth. That's what tonight is all about. You can have heaven on earth. So the answer to the question, no, heaven does not have a ghetto. Absolutely not. It just it does not work that way. Heaven is a beautiful place. Heaven is a state of being. It's an environment that is created and maintained inside of the mind of Christ. Therefore, when we look at the Apostle Paul's suggestion to us, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you allow the mind which was in Christ to operate you, there's things in your life that must change in order for you to accept that. See, you are not qualified to experience heaven without a change of mind, without a change of heart. I'm going to give you five ways tonight. To experience heaven on earth. Five steps that I know will allow you to have a change of heart, a change of mind that will change your perception of life. See, my take on this thing, my whole take on this thing is that if you're not operating from that mindset, that mind of Christ, that mind where you are one with God, you're one with Source, you're one with that which created us, you can't accept or appreciate the kingdom or kingdom living. So the goal is to renew your mind, because in your mind you can make things move, you can make things happen. Newton's first law lets us know that a body in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted upon by external force, which also means that a body at rest tends to stay at rest unless acted upon by an external force. So what you have to do is tonight allow, this is the force that's coming to change the course of your life. This show tonight is that very force that's going to help you, you know, see how you can make a change in your own life. And now some of us are doing well in our lives, but some of us can do even better. And some of us may not be doing as well as we should be. But tonight I believe that we're going to give you some ferocious motivation, some ferocious encouragement to experience heaven on earth. So I'm going to get right into it. I'm not going to even waste no more time. I want you to understand this, that in a world where people have been hurt and been bruised and been battered and been, you know, just haven't had all types of horrible things happen to them, there has to be hope. Without hope, there's no reason for us to even be here. Without hope, there's no reason for us to even get up in the morning. There's no reason for us to put forth the effort to live without hope. See, without hope, it allows a person to accept quote unquote being underprivileged, or accept being quote unquote impoverished, or to accept quote unquote being in danger. It will allow someone to accept second rate living if there's no hope. But tonight, I'm here to provide hope that the life of your dreams is wonderful. And not only is it wonderful, you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I'm going to say that again. I want this to resonate in your spirit. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. That's worthy of hearing again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I want you to say in fact, personalize it. Say, the life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. No one deserves to be living in an environment where, you know, every night at 7 p.m. you know you got to duck and dodge bullets. No one should have to wonder how they're going to pay, you know, the simple bills like keeping the lights on and how they're going to eat. No one should ever have to wonder that. That's not of God. That's not heavenly. That's not divine. But it takes a change in your heart. It takes a change in your mind to truly experience that. So I'm going to give you five steps for how to experience heaven on earth. This is not, none of the lists or steps I give you are exhaustive. This is a very, very inductive list. This is to get you going in the right direction. So there's going to be more things you can add on to it. But these five things right here that I'm going to give you tonight are going to be that force that Newton's law speaks of, that force that gets you going in the right direction. It's going to stop the bad things from happening if you allow it. And it will propel you to go in the direction of the good things. So, first things first. Step one, how to experience heaven on earth. Well, again, you know, we said earlier that where you are today, if where you are today is not conducive to taking you where you want to go, you got to change your mind from that place. And so step one is to repent. Repentance is a wonderful thing, actually. It's one of the best. It's a gift that you just don't understand how dynamic it is. Repentance is basically saying, going to God and saying, Father, forgive me, for I've sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we know that according to Scripture, that if you can confess your sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, which makes that an immediate renewal. An immediate renewal, as we speak of in Romans 12 and verses 1 through 2. This is the transformation that you get. So your mind is automatically now renewed. It's transferred to being a dynamic powerhouse now. Now you can actually receive the mind of Christ. Now you can actually receive, you know, the insight to come up and out of the situations you may be in right now. One thing I want to also say is that repentance means letting go of anything that would separate you from your source, that would separate you from God, that brings you out of oneness, that brings you out of unity with the creator of our existence. That's anything. It could be unforgiveness. It could be unbelief. It could be anything. It could be lying on people. It could be holding a grudge against somebody. Whatever the case may be, it does you no good to hold on to something that brings you out of oneness, out of unity, that disconnects you from source. It's like this. You could be the most beautiful person in the world, but if you're disconnected from source, you're no earthly good to anybody. It's the equivalent of a 100-story building that's an architectural marvel on the outside, but has no power connected to it. So guess what? On the inside of it, it's dark. And on the inside of it, it's cold because you can't heat it. And on the inside of it, you know, there are places in there that you can get trapped because there's no light. So you must change your mind to accept that light. You must change your mind to reconnect to the source. Repentance is basically like paying a power bill. It puts you back in rapport with your source. It puts you back in rapport with God. It puts you back in rapport with that which created us, that substance, that energy that put us here to have dominion, to have rulership. And that's a dynamic place to be. So step one is to repent. Step two, commit yourself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. Commit yourself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. Commit yourself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. Scripture tells us that this type of power comes by fasting and by prayer. Fasting and prayer together are like, it's like gas and a match. It's like gasoline and a match put together. It causes all types of power to be released. It keeps your mind focused. It keeps your spirit focused. It cleans out anything in your spirit that may not be that need to be there. It's the equivalence of, I don't want to be graphic here, it's the equivalence of taking an internal cleanser, a laxative, if you will. It cleanses out your internal spirit. Anything, it cleans out your soul. Anything that's in there that will disconnect you from having the power to be a champion. Fasting and prayer together will absolutely devastate it. It will actually blow it out the water. And that power, you need access to that power. You got to have that power because you're a dreamer, you're a visionary, you're a go-getter. And guess what? You get insight that changes the whole course of the world if you let it. You have to accept that power. But in order to know how to accept that power, you have to keep your spirit clean. You have to keep your soul clean. You have to keep your mind clean. You have to keep everything clean. So fasting gives you that power. Fasting and prayer gives you that power necessary to make things happen, as my friend Mr. J.L. Godfrey would say. So step one is to repent. Step two is to commit yourself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. Step three, meditate on the beauty of God's creation. Meditate on the beauty of God's creation. Meditate on the beauty of God's creation. See, this world is beautiful. This universe is beautiful. It was created by God. And we were put here, each and every one of us was put here to have dominion over it. And we were put here to have dominion according to the dreams and visions that we get. So that's actually our territory. Each and every one of us has territory. Each and every one of us has a place that we are the king or queen of. That once you connect to source, you get insight on what that domain is and how to rule it. You know, scripture lets us know that let them that rule well are worthy of double honor. It's honorable to rule well. But first and foremost, you have to spend time with that thing that you've been given dominion over. A lot of the things that we've been given dominion over, we can't even see. So in order to really get the best of it, we have to spend time in meditation, focusing on the beautiful things of the universe, focusing on the beautiful things that God has placed inside of us, thanking him for what it is that he put us here to do. I know I'm speaking scripturally. This is not just motivational speaking. This is universal. This is scripture. This is God. Meditate on God. Meditate on his beauty. Meditate on the beauty he's put inside of you. Meditate on the beauty that you've been, that only your eyes and your mind and your spirit have been called to reveal to the world. There's a lot of great things that the world will never see if you don't reveal them to the world. I'm saying it again, there's a lot of great things that the world will never see, the world will miss out on, completely, utterly miss out on, if you don't reveal it. Which means you have to spend time with that which created you and that which created that solution to come through you. You have to meditate on those beautiful things. You have to meditate on success. You have to meditate on peace and harmony and balance. You have to meditate on those good things. You have to meditate on it. You have to keep your mind locked on it, day and night, night and day. You have to stay locked on things that you want to see happen in this lifetime. You see, your mind is so powerful that it creates the environment that you live in. It creates what you see. See, everything that you see in life happens twice. It happens first spiritually, then it happens naturally. It cannot come to pass naturally if it didn't first happen spiritually. So that's why it's important that your mind is razor-sharp focused on what it is you do want and not what you don't want. So you want to continuously meditate on things you do want, and it puts your mind at ease. It puts your mind above the situation. God says, greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in this world, which means that greater is the power of God inside of you. Greater is that authority inside of you than any situation that anything in this world could scheme up and put against you. But you have to call on that power to rise up. You have to truly focus on that power to rise up. You can't get focused on the situation. I'm talking to somebody right now. You can't get focused on the situation. I don't care what the situation looks like. You can't get focused on the situation because the situation is false, and it may be factual, but it's not truthful. See, the truth will always supersede a fact. In fact, truth can rewrite facts. The truth of the matter is that greater is that power of God inside of you. That same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is alive inside of you. And I know that right now I'm stirring it up. That this tonight you've been sitting here to get stirred up, because now that you know that what's in you is great, what's in you is dominant, what's in you is powerful, you won't accept second-rate living. You will only espouse towards championship living, because that's what you are. And in fact, you're more than a conqueror. You have to meditate on it. You have to understand that that's what you've been called to do. So you do that by staying in the Word. You do that by you know, listening to shows like this. Anything that will flush your spirit and program you. So you have to program your own mind. That's what meditation is about. It's about programming your mind and gearing it towards doing the things that you would want to do versus doing the thing, you know, just existing and accepting what's ever handed to you. Because you are a king, you are a queen, you have rulership, you have dominion, and you have to understand it. You can't accept anything less. You can't accept anything less because you're royal. You are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar people. You are unique. You're created in the likeness and image of God, which means that there's a certain way your life should look. And if you're not living that lifestyle right now, then let me tell you, now is the time to change. Now is the time to turn the other way and go where you're supposed to be, because the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. So step one was to repent. Step two was to commit yourself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. Step three, to meditate on the beauty of God's creation. Step four, speak your ideal life into existence. Speak your ideal life into existence. Speak your ideal life into existence. We all know that the power of life and death is in the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. How many people do you know right now that when things start going tough, things get tough on them, they'll start speaking the tough situation versus speaking the power of God in that situation? I know many people that do it. I have to catch myself from doing it sometimes. You have to speak the life that you want to see into existence, because you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall speak and things shall obey you. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Whatever you speak out of your mouth, you're going to see it. And the enemy understands that, and it's tricking many good people into cursing themselves, into tearing down their own lives. Whatever you speak out of your mouth, you're going to see it. So you better be careful what you let come out of your mouth. You have to be very, very careful what you let come out of your mouth. You can't let just anything come out of your mouth. You can't talk about people. You have to make sure that what you're saying out of your mouth is powerful. You got to make sure what you're saying out of your mouth is building and not destroying. You got to make sure that what's coming out of your mouth is honorable. You got to make sure what's coming out of your mouth gives life, because it does give life. So you got to make sure you know what you're giving life to. Make sure you know what you're giving life to. I have a quote that I came up with, and it's like this. I say what I see, then I see what I say. I say what I see, then I see what I say. I say what I see, and then I see what I say. In other words, I spend time meditating. I spend time in my imagination creating the life of my dreams. And I get full of that vision. That vision is vivid, and I see it vividly in my mind, which means I just create it spiritually. And then I speak that out. And it may not come today, but I keep speaking it out because I see it. It is real to me. I can touch it. I can feel it in my mind. I feel it in my spirit. So I keep speaking it out. 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 And I keep speaking it out. And I keep speaking. And I keep speaking. And I don't veer off the path. I keep speaking it. And guess what? Now, I'm starting to see those very things in the natural that I've been speaking out. I say what I see, then I see what I say. It's the manifestation of everything that I was promised, the manifestation of everything that I know is mine. And I have the audacity and I have the courage to speak what I want to see. I don't care what the situation looks like anymore. And I've been through some tough situations. You got to believe it. I'm going through some tough situations right now, but I refuse to use my mouth to tear down my dreams. I refuse to let, you know, the situation get the best of me and I start speaking out crazy stuff. No, no, no. I am more than a conqueror. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You know, I talk about the Rolls Royce Ghost a lot on this show. Each week I tell you, when we do our visualization segment, I tell you that I like that car tremendously. Well, I've been speaking that car out and I found out two interesting facts. One fact I just found out was that I work about 10 minutes from a Rolls-Royce dealership. Another thing is that for the first time since I've, you know, made mention of that vehicle, I've actually finally seen one on the road. As of yesterday, I saw one on the road. Ironically, it was pulled over by a state trooper, but that's besides the point. I saw the Rolls-Royce Ghost in person. And now, to me, it's possible. It's tangible now. It's not just something I've seen in my mind. My mind has been activated. Now I can find. Now it's looking for it. And that's what happens to the words you speak out of your mouth. You speak out those words. You speak out powerful words, and guess what? You're feeding your mind. See, faith comes by hearing. That's why you got to watch what you let come out of your mouth. Faith comes by hearing. So the thing that you're speaking out, it's giving you faith. And faith will fuel number five when I get ready to tell you number five. Faith fuels number five. And when number five is open, there's nothing that can stop you. When you are locked on number five, and when number five is coming real soon, when you're locked on number five, it brings everything into alignment. But you have to speak out what it is you want what you want to see. If it's a new car, speak it out. If it's a new house, speak it out. If it's to be debt-free by a certain time, speak it out. Don't stop speaking what it is you want to see. Don't allow the situation to get the best of you. Don't allow people, places, or things, or other nouns to interrupt what it is you've been called to do. Please hear me. You must. You absolutely must. You absolutely must. You absolutely must. You absolutely must harness the power of your mouth and use it for good. Because the words you're speaking out of your mouth, you're seeing. And if you're in an environment that you don't want to be in, like, for instance, if you're in a ghetto environment, which is not really what you're seeing, it's a mindset. Prosperity, just like poverty, is a mindset. Poverty, just like prosperity, is a mindset. There's certain things that go along that you'll see in an impoverished neighborhood that you won't see in a more prosperous neighborhood. For instance, if I got that Rolls Royce Ghost today, there's certain neighborhoods that I couldn't live in with that car. Because that neighborhood hasn't had a mindset to accept that. And it may come up with tires missing. It may come up with windows busted out. Whereas there's certain areas, there's certain neighborhoods that to see a Rolls Royce pull up is nothing to the neighbors. It's nothing to that community. Because everybody else probably has one where they have something comparable. The neighborhood that you're in right now, you can change it with your mind. If you don't want to be there, see where you want to go, and speak it out. speak your ideal life. Speak your ideal life. Speak your ideal life into existence. And I'm ready to give you number five now. Five steps for how to experience heaven on earth. Number one, repent. Number two, commit yourself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. Number three, meditate on the beauty of God's creation. Number four, speak your ideal life into existence. And number five, believe. Number five is to believe. You must believe. All things are possible to him that believes. With man, this thing may be impossible. With God, all things are possible. The word all means it excludes the word none. That means anything is possible if you can just believe. If you can open your mind up to believe a thing, that makes it possible. And to be in the realm of possibility doesn't mean it's going to come to pass today. Doesn't mean it'll come to pass tomorrow, but it's possible that it can come to pass. And when you're in a place where things are possible to happen for you, good things are always bound to happen. They have to happen for you. That's just how it is. Trust me on this one. If you can believe in all things are possible. Look, we're talking to each other. We're communicating to each other right now on a radio show. And I, for years, wanted to do a radio show and didn't think I had what it took to do it. I didn't think people would accept me. Until one day I got to the place where I just had to believe. I just had to believe. And the moment I believed, it became possible. It started with an interview on Blog Talk Radio. My friends Dee and Marina had a show, and they interviewed me on their show. And from that point forward, I was like, I believe I can do this now. And all of a sudden, what was once a dream is now a reality. But I'm telling you, I did these very five things I'm telling you right here. I changed my mind from thinking what I couldn't do and trusted God's power inside of me. I committed myself to a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. That if there's times where I felt weak and felt like I couldn't, you know, be everything I'm supposed to be, I trusted that power to come to life in me. I trusted myself to break free from it by fasting and praying to God. I consistently meditate on the beauty of God's creation. I consistently meditate on the fact that this is a good thing, and God said he will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. I trust him. I love him. I believe that I too should have the life of my dreams. I'm big on speaking out things that I want to see. So I constantly began to speak that this is possible for me. And then to add octane to everything, to add, you know, high-performance fuel to everything, I believe, and it became possible. I'm telling you, do the same thing today. I'm telling you, God's no respecter of persons. If you really want to do something, if you really want to be something, you can have it. You can have it. You're supposed to have an enjoyable lifetime on this earth. You're not supposed to be miserable. You're not supposed to be wondering how you're going to pay your bills. You're not supposed to be wondering, you know, some things. Some things, you know what? You should never have to worry about your bills. You should be more focused on doing dynamic things to help other people. You should be living your dream. Your dream, part of your dream is to help empower other people. When you go out and live your dream, like I said, your dream is given to you, and you've been given the task of revealing your dream to the world. And that piece of your dream is a piece of a big, ginormous puzzle that each piece fits hand in hand. We need each piece to fit together. Your piece of the universe fits next to another piece and another piece and another piece. We need each other. We need each other's dreams to come to pass. So we need to be behind each other, supporting each other, and saying, you can do it, you can have it. The life of your dreams is possible. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. So with that, I want you to repeat after me. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. So people, take this lesson tonight. Put it in your heart. Download this to your heart. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you really hear what I had to say tonight, if you really, really take in what I had to say tonight, I know it's going to change your life. I know it. I don't have to sit here and guess. I know it will. So on that note, people, I'm going to move forward in the show, but I want to do this first. I want to take you to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Make It Happen, JL Gow. And you are tuned in to one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio, Creating a Championship Standard of Living, with my brother and colleague, Mr. Miles W. Miller. You are about to be injected with inspiration, so keep it locked right here. And like I always say, it can be done, and the it is your dream. You just have to make it happen. Peace and love.
Conquer Fear is a book that I wrote with you in mind and with myself in mind, because being a dreamer, being a visionary, sometimes we can go through life and we can see good things and we get visions. We're not common people. We're not, you know, we don't see things the way normal people see things. So we get visions that are far out, and it's sometimes it's scary to think about that stuff. But in The Power of Conquer Fear, I give a 5-step plan for how to overcome fear, how to conquer fear, how to move beyond that fear. There's an old saying that the difference between a coward and a hero is that the hero was brave for 5 minutes longer. And that's my plan, make sure that you stay brave. Just those 5 minutes can change the whole course of your life. And my goal is to give you 5 steps to keep you in that range long enough to be the great person you've been called to be, to mine out your destiny. Because today, people, the world changes, you know it, and it's going to take innovative people to really, you know, mine out the greatness that still remains in this universe. There's a lot of untapped resources, people, and you're going to get visions and promises, you know, from God and through prayer, through fasting, through, you know, dreams, and those things are going to change the very course of how life as we know it exists. And you can't be afraid. You got to go forward. So I offer to you today my book, The Power of Conquering Fear. You can buy it at www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. That's www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. And get this book today. Get a copy for a friend. And trust me, you won't regret it. It'll be a book that changes your life. And we're back. People, this is just an absolutely exciting time. I have, this week, I've been invited to appear on a dynamic show this Thursday at September 23rd at 7:30 Eastern Time. I'm going to be appearing on Make It Happen Radio with none other than Mr. Make It Happen himself, Mr. J.L. Godfrey. And he and I are going to be on that show, also along with another friend of ours, Dr. Walter Sims from Alabama. And we're going to be talking about how to get over life's detours, how to get over the things that may cause detours in your life. And it's going to be a very powerful event. You don't want to miss it. There'll be more information on my website, mileswmiller.wordpress.com. You can go there for information, and we'll have it posted there by the end of the night. Also, again, I want to reiterate, October 2nd, 2010, it's going down in Atlanta, Georgia. You need to be here. The Manifest Destiny Conference. People, I've partnered with some dynamic people some dynamic speakers. And together, it was our goal to empower you so much that we pretty much did this. We said we're going to empower the people, and we're not going to worry about our honorariums. That's why the price is so low, because we're not worrying about our honorariums. We're so geared up to give you top-notch motivation, top-notch encouragement, that we've put aside our honorariums so that we can get people in the room to empower them. And I need people to show up. I need you all to show up, because this is going to be these are some wonderful times, people, and I need you to be there. So it's the Manifest Destiny Conference 2010, October 2nd, Saturday, October 2nd, Atlanta, Georgia. I need you here, because this is for you. So I need you to partake in. Registration is only $35. There's more information on my website, mileswmiller.wordpress.com. Click on the Manifest Destiny link at the top of the page for more information. So tonight I have a dynamic guest who's no stranger to the show. She's going to, for the next 10 minutes, she's going to tell you about how things have been coming together in her life, how she's been able to manifest some dynamic things in her life through the very principles that we talked about tonight. And without a shadow of a doubt, I want to bring to the audience, to you all, the dynamic actress and model, Miss Keely Omani. Keely, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Miles?
I hear you loud and clear.
Yes. Miles, thank you so much for having me on your show again. You know, I brag about you all the time. I mean, you're just so dynamic, such a phenomenal man. You know, I'm telling people on Facebook, send this man a friend request. You know, when I come across positive people, you know, I just think that, you know, there's power in numbers. And so,
yes,
you know, I really try to connect people and so forth. Miles, it's an honor to be, seriously, it is an honor to be on your show, because you are such a phenomenal and positive person. And I just want you and your listeners to know that I really appreciate you and the positive word that you bring to the people.
And I appreciate you, and again, to God be the glory. I don't take any credit for this. This is something that he placed inside of me as a gift. And, you know, even scripture tells us that those who can encourage, let them encourage. So that's
yes,
what I'm here doing. Also those who love him will feed his sheep. So I'm what you would call a sheep feeder.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Miles, now you know what? You talked about those, how to experience heaven on earth, and you gave us five ways to do that. There are some things that I didn't share with you before.
Okay.
But everything that I've done to get to where I am now, it encompasses those five things.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with that repentance. Because
right,
in asking God, and I don't care if you call him God or Jehovah or Allah, God is God to me, and I don't mean no disrespect to anyone, but God is God. There is only one God, and only one God to be served. But when you're asking him for repentance, you also have to forgive yourself.
Right.
And I had to deal with that earlier this year, where I realized, you know, I'm always working on me. I'm always working. I mean, I'm, you know, just a constant work in process. And for me, you know, there are some things I did that I wasn't proud of. You know, some people may say, well, it could have been a whole lot worse. But to me, it was things that I wasn't proud of in my life. And although I had asked God to forgive me, I realized that I had not forgiven myself for those things.
Right.
And so I actually took myself through a little ritual of writing all those things down and praying over, ask him to forgive me again, forgiving myself, and then I burned it.
Right.
I burned the paper with all those things, and that was my way of just letting it go. And for me, whatever your thing may be for you to forgive yourself, you have to do that. For me, that's what it was, writing it down, burning it, and letting it go. And it's so far behind me now, and that's how it started. You know, this heaven on earth for me. And then you said commit yourself to fasting and prayer. Well, in August, in July, I lost a close friend of mine. I lost a car. You know, things are just happening. And so I said, oh, I need to go into some fasting.
Right.
That was, and so I did that. And it was actually me and a couple friends of mine, we fasted together for the entire month of August from sunup to sundown.
Okay.
But something that's so key is when you're getting rid of that bad, you got to fill it up with something good.
Yes.
You got to replace it with something. You got to, you know, add some fuel to it. And so we pray. We have prayer every morning, every night. We got on the phone and we pray with each other. It's so important to have someone, to have that intercessory prayer, someone that connects with you, someone that when you say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to fast today, I don't know if I can do it, you have that person there that said, you know what, yes, you can, come on, we're going to do it. We, you know, and then they're feeding you the word, and you feed them the word, and y'all feeding off each other, and that positive energy is just flowing. It's
right.
Flowing to the point that at some point you don't feel that anymore. Because it's just all positive. And for that whole month, for those 30 days, you know, they said it takes 30 days to for a new habit to form. That habit begins to form. You're transforming your mind.
Right.
Getting rid of all the bad thoughts. As soon as something bad, something, some doubt, you know, anything pops up, you already programmed to say, oh, no, scratch that thought. God is good.
Yes.
The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. You replace those thoughts with something positive, and it works. And so that's what we did. We prayed. We fasted for the month of August. And, you know, we did what's called a faith challenge. And I tell you, I tell anybody, faith is not just a belief, but faith is action. Faith is an action word.
Yes.
Because you can, I can tell you, I believe I can walk on water. I have faith I can walk on water. But until I start walking on water, you don't know, how's that faith?
Right.
I got to get out there and walk. And if I have faith for real, when I get out there and walk, I'm going to be walking on water. And so that's how I lived my life for the month of August. I said, Lord, I have four dynamic people to work for my company, Dilating Productions. When I started the month of August, I had nobody. You know, it was just me and, you know, just me and my beliefs, me and, you know, my hope, me and my dreams. And so, you know, there were certain things that I prayed for. I said, Lord, well, I'm going to just somehow I have the necessary tools that I need to make sure that my website is able to launch successfully. And I'm speaking these things into existence. That was number four, speaking it into existence. Did I physically have the things that I needed at that moment? No. Did I have the money to get the things that I needed at that moment? No. But I spoke it into existence.
Wow.
What we have to do is, you know, just know that God, we are one with him. We have to understand that we are one with him and that he gave us such power. You talk about the power of the tongue, and the power of the tongue, it starts with a thought. He gave us that same power that he has to be able to speak things into existence. It doesn't take any more, any less than that. Just speak it. So it starts with a thought. So my thought was, I'm going to have a successful company. I'm going to have salespeople, great salespeople. I'm going to have the necessary tools for my website to launch successfully. And I spoke those things into existence. I wrote it down. I looked at it daily. I meditated on it.
Yes.
Number three was to meditate on the beauty of God's creation. And sometimes that creation may not physically be here at the moment, but that's where that faith comes in, because you can see it. You can visualize it before it even manifests. And so it starts with that thought. So I'm thinking, this is what I want for my company. I'm speaking it into existence. I'm writing it down. Miles, I tell you, by the end of August, I had the tools I needed. I had my shows edited that I've been waiting on for 5 months.
Wow.
Miles, I tell you, within a couple of days, I had my show in my hand. Okay? I had a company partner tell me, well, we can send you some people to work for you, but here's the catch. You can't pay them anything. We're going to pay them.
Wow.
I said, pardon me? Wait, do I just pay them a little bit? And, you know, I believe in fairness. I'm like, well, do I just give them some bonuses on it? He said, no, you can't pay them anything. We're going to pay them. that was something I had not heard of in my life. And I said, well, okay, praise the Lord, because I knew that it was me putting that. I called the company. I looked them up because I wanted certain type of people. But I had no clue about all those details. And in the back of my mind, I didn't know. I don't know how I'm going to pay these people, but I know that this is what I want. And God said I could speak it into existence, so that's what I'm doing. I had no clue what this man was going to tell me when I called. And then he said, you know, as a matter of fact, we're going to put you at the top of the list. So when we get some more candidates here, we send them straight to you.
Wow.
So I said, oh, okay. And I accepted that. And I accepted it because I'd already had that vision. I'd already thought it in my mind. I'd already spoken it into existence that I would have great salespeople. So this time, Dalton, he said, okay, well, I have a few people for you to interview, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, great, and I'm excited. I'm pumped up, and, you know, I'm happy, like, oh, my God, this 30-day challenge is working. You know, this faith challenge is working. And then I thought, like, hold on, I have nowhere to interview these. I don't even have an office. I called a friend of mine I hadn't talked to in a while. She's a dynamic woman, Apostle Clapton here in Detroit. She, I called her just to say hi, see how she was doing. So we talking, and she says, Kiwi, did you still need office space? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I have a couple people to interview. I'm not sure why I'm going to interview them at, blah, blah, blah. So she said, you know what? Don't worry about it. We got you covered. Free of charge, they provided office. Yes.
Let me get this straight. Okay. You've only been speaking out things. None of this stuff was tangible before you were speaking it and believing it.
Not at all.
Wow.
Let me tell you. So there, I had the office space. I got the people. Things are rolling. So there's, you know, some different kind of computer programs that I need to be able to launch the site. I don't have the money to get it, but I just know it's going to happen. You know, I know what I need. I spoke it into existence, and I'm moving forward in my business as though I have $1 billion in the bank. I'm just moving forward, not stopping.
Right.
A friend of mine, she says, I said, you know what? Do you have Mac computer? Oh, yeah, you can use it. Everything that I need right there.
Wow.
Everything that I need. And it just all came just from, like I say, repenting, forgiving myself so that I can move forward with other areas, even though the things I repented of had nothing to do with my business whatsoever. But sometimes those things, yes, well, you may have one thing going on in one area of your life, and it will begin to affect other areas. So when I forgave myself of those, I was able to move forward and move forward fast in other areas. I committed myself to that prayer and fasting for 30 days straight. I meditated on it. Like I said, I wrote it down. I wrote my goals down. I wrote my dreams down. Because, look, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my dreams are wonderful, and I know that I deserve it without any doubt.
Yes.
No doubt whatsoever. So I wrote it down. I meditated on those things daily. Wrote it on 3 cards. I had one on the mirror in my bedroom. I had a card on the mirror in my bathroom. And I had a card with my goals wrote down in my purse. So every time I go in my purse, I run across this index card. Every time I wake up and I look at that mirror, there are my goals. And on one side, it's ask and you shall receive.
That's the only way it can happen.
you know, I had that scripture written down. It's speaking that ideal life into existence is so, so powerful. And then I believed it.
Right.
I believe in my business. I know that my business here, I know that it's going to flourish. I know that it's already flourishing.
Right.
And it just comes into being. And I'm so excited that everything just came into being just like that. Right. We talk about, when I say I ain't spent no money on my business in the last, month and a half, yeah, we've made so much progress, And it all started with knowing and accepting that I'm a spiritual being and I just happen to have a physical body. I am what God made me to be. He dwells in me.
Right.
He gave me the power to speak things into existence, and I know that. And I know that God didn't have to get no mortgage to put this heaven here, to put this earth here. He didn't have to apply for some credit in order to make the light shine. He didn't need all of that. And we have to accept that we don't need it either. All that we need is to accept the power that he gave us.
Wow.
And nobody can stop that. Nobody can take that away.
Wow.
Nobody can take that away. And I'm excited about it. Let me tell you. I get so excited. A friend of mine, you know, she sometimes talks about, you know, the house that she's going to have.
Right.
And sometimes she goes to this house at the top of the hill in her mind, and she shares this. That's why I tell you, it's so important to have somebody that you can share this stuff with.
Right.
Because let me tell you, so sometimes I'll ride through subdivisions because I'm like, let me look at my new neighborhood.
Right.
So I'll ride through different subdivisions that may have million-dollar homes, okay? And one, let me tell you, a few days ago, I'm riding through this subdivision, Bellagio subdivision in Novi, Michigan. Homes are beautiful. I come across this house for sale, sitting up a little bit on the hill. This house is beautiful, four-car garage. I called her up. I was so excited. I said, Sharice, I see your house. Moz, I done sent the girl pictures. I'm walking around the house. I was excited, but because I know that's hers. That's hers, okay? And so that's why it's so important to have somebody to intercede with you and to go into fasting with you, to pray with you, because her perception of her life has rubbed off on me to where the perception of her life, the way that she sees her life, is now the way that I see her life. So when I see this house on the hill, I know, oh, that's my girl house right there. And I can call her and be excited about it. And it's with such excitement, such enthusiasm, that I know that's her house.
Wow.
It's just, now it's just a matter of when do you feel like getting it?
Wow. I have to do this. Wow. Okay, somebody out there right now is hearing you say all these wonderful things. They hear you, they're hearing the conviction was coming from your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say a word of encouragement to somebody right now who may be teetering. They believe it, they know it can happen, but they may not know it can happen for them. I need you to tell somebody why the life of their dream is wonderful and they deserve it.
The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it because God has given you such power that you really can create the life that you live. I don't care what your background is. I never put all my business out there that selling drugs, looking at 10 years in prison for something I didn't even do, standing out there and cast people, y'all would never even know, never even guess. Being raped, all of that.
Wow.
But those things don't define me. I grew up on the East Side. I ain't grew up in the best neighborhood. But that doesn't define me. It doesn't determine where I go in life. And it's the same thing with you. Regardless of what you've done, what you've been through, who you did it with, how you did it, and where you did it, it does not matter. Those are just things of the past. Let it go. Let it go and accept the power that you have been blessed with, the power to create the life of your dreams.
Wow. And I want to add to that. I want to say this. You never know what somebody else is going through. But one thing I'll tell you is this, that what you're going through is not nearly as important as what you're going to. You have to continue to see yourself as a powerful person, as a dynamic person, as a person who, if God will do it for her, if God will do it for me, if God will do it for the next person, the next person, the next person, he'll do it for you. You are in a place right now where if you just keep walking forward, if you just keep walking forward, if you just keep, listen to me very carefully, if you just keep walking forward, you have set a course that has you in a place right now where you're walking into the life of your dreams, and you can't quit now. In fact, I want to encourage you on this. The word quiet and the word quit are different by one letter, and I'm going to use that E to encourage you that if you ever get, when you get to the place that you may want to quit, stop and get quiet. Get quiet. Calm the noise. Because let me tell you, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And not only is it wonderful and you deserve it, it's calling you. It's calling you forward. You have to keep coming forward. You have to keep coming forward. You have to keep coming forward. You can't stop. You got to keep coming forward. You got to keep coming. You got to keep coming. You got to keep coming. You can't stop. You got to keep coming. You cannot stop right there. You cannot stop right there at that rape. You cannot stop right there at that abortion. You cannot stop right there at that abusive relationship. You got to keep coming. You can't stop right there at that failed business. You can't stop there. You got to keep coming. You got to keep coming. You have to keep coming. Listen to me. You have to keep coming. You have to keep coming. Your life depends on it. The life of other people depend on it. You have to keep coming. You can't stop right there. You got to keep coming. You got to keep coming. Listen to me. You got to keep coming. You can experience heaven on earth, but you got to keep coming. You can't give up. Success is not given to the quitter. It's given to the winner. It's given to the overcomer. It's given to the conqueror. It's given to the champion. You got to keep coming. You have to keep coming. You must keep coming. You must keep coming. Listen to me. I don't know if you're really hearing what I'm saying right now. If you're out there right now and you're hearing what I'm saying, listen to me. You got to keep coming. Your dream is right. You're right there. This is. Let me tell you something. September and October are months of harvest. This is manifestation season. This is the season where you reap the harvest. Listen to me. You're right there. Don't give up. You've sowed the seed already. You've already gone through the process. You know my three stages of dream realization, the dream, the goal, the process, the manifestation. You're almost through with the process. In fact, many of you are through with the process. That means now it's manifestation season. That means now it's time to reap the harvest. Don't give up. Don't quit. You know my motto. You know my mantra. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. Now is not the time to quit. Now I'm talking to me too. I'm talking to each and every one of you. I'm talking to myself. There are things that I want to quit on. But don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. If you know it's been promised to you, if you know it's yours, don't give up on it. It's yours. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And how about this? The life of your dreams has already been blessed. Now is your time to just go get it. You can go up at once and have the life of your dreams. Keely, are you still there?
I am, Miles. Yes.
I apologize. I felt that. I felt that. Somebody right now is listening, and they know that. Somebody cares. We care. We care about. I actually extended the show for 30 minutes so that we can talk to you and tell you to live a life of your dreams. It's important for you to live a life of your dreams. But Keely, I want to ask you one more thing. In you going out and overcoming your personal things that may have tried to pull you back, or things that may have tried to become stumbling blocks to your success. What was the one piece of the puzzle that kept you focused to keep coming?
You know what? Desire. My desire and knowing that I am a great person and I do deserve the life of my dreams. You talked about having razor-sharp focus. And one of the things that I've been telling my sales team is that focus is that single beam of light, just a single beam of light that's so powerful that it cuts through steel.
Wow.
And just keeping that focus. Never taking my eye off the prize and just knowing that I deserve it and I can create it. Miles, when I say speaking things into existence and believing it, I finally made it to the big screen.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited about that. I was in the movie Vigilante, which was at the Imagine Theaters here. And it was exciting, like, wow, I'm on the screen. Wow, that's my name in those credits. That was exciting on the inside because that's something I said I wanted to do. And I knew that I could do it. And then on top of it, I just got word that they're going to be reshooting the movie, and it'll be in the theaters across the United States.
Wow.
Not only will I be in that movie, I'll be in a bigger role, and I'm helping to produce the movie. They invited me to be a producer because they trust me just that much. So the life of your dreams, it's up to you. It's really up to you. If you want it, get it.
Wow.
There are no limitations. Don't put limitations on yourself, and do not put limitations on God. Just do your little part. Do your little part. Whatever you can do, you do that, whether it's just making a phone call or passing out a business card. You do your little part and let God do his part. He can't fail. God knows no failure. That's not what he do. He don't mess up. He don't make mistakes. He'll do his part. You just take your step, do whatever you can do, and then let him handle the rest, and it will all come into fruition.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm definitely living the life of my dreams, Miles, and I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm at peace. I'm excited. I don't know what else to say. It's here. And that's what I keep telling myself, like, wow. Wow. I mean, it's like even though I knew it was here and I knew it was coming, I knew it's here, it still, like, wows me, like, oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. But it's here, and I'm excited about it. And I believe that everyone deserves to have that same feeling of excitement that I have.
Wow. Well, Keely, you know, this is something that I really want to do. I want to bring you back again, you know, after you've had the premiere. I want to bring you back on the show again and just share that energy again with the people, because I know it's contagious to me. I'm excited now because you got me thinking about things I can do this week for my own projects. To get
right,
my own projects
right.
Moving.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want you to do, I want you to let the people know where they can find you, and also, again, give them another word of encouragement before we go to the next segment.
Sure. The website that will be launching the first week in October, Monday, the first Monday in October, is www.dilatingproductions.com. That's dilatingproductions.com. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm under Keely Sharia, or you may be able to find me under Keely Omani. That's K-E-E-L-Y, last name Omani, O-M-A-N-I. Words of encouragement. Stay focused. Believe in yourself. Be that single beam of light that can cut steel.
Keely, we've been absolutely blessed and honored to have you here today, and I'm thankful because now you, like I said, you give me some insight even as far as putting some things together for this conference that I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. If you're able to be in Atlanta that weekend, I would love for you to be at the conference. It's wow.
And you know what? I wrote down the information. I'm going to see if I can make that conference. I know I'll be in Houston a few days after that. But I'm definitely going to try and make provisions to come down. No. I'll be there, Miles.
I look forward to seeing you.
I'll be there.
I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dynamic time.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Well, Keely, like I said, you be blessed, and you know that you always are welcome here, and we are honored, and we've been absolutely blown away and blessed in every type of way that we have your testimony tonight. And I know that somebody somewhere hurt you, and it's just changed their life. And we're thankful for you. And I thank you for sharing yourself with us.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you. And I just thank him for, you know, just allowing me to be an inspiration to other people.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, people, I have to tell you this. I am sitting here, and I am, like, floored. I feel like this is the first show back since July, and I'm on fire right now. I could actually do a seminar. I could do a full, like, I could do a full keynote speech right now. I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm that amped right now. I could get up right now and go to the Georgia Dome, and we like pack the Georgia Dome, and we like just light it on fire. I just feel like that right now, and I wish I could let this show go on the rest of the night, but you know, time won't permit that. We have some other things that we must take care of tonight. But I want you to know this: we have some dynamic things coming up. The Manifest Destiny Conference. You need to be in Atlanta, Georgia, October 2nd, 2010. I need to see you here because this conference is for you. Like I said, I got 5 top-tier speakers together who have put aside honorariums for the sake of empowering and encouraging you, and I want to see you here because we're doing this for you. I want to first and foremost acknowledge the speakers from that panel, Chelsea Green of Her Majesty Inc., Andrew Nelson of Reinvention Inc., Raina Marcille of Mosaic Makeup Artistry, Ms. Erica McKay, phenomenal speaker, Marie Gellin, who's going to be here as well. It's going to be a dynamic time. And this is what I want you to know. If you are a pastor, minister, motivational speaker, coach, anything like that, any type of service where you're helping people, I want you to come here and use it as a time to get refueled. Use it as a time to get reloaded. Use it as a time to you know, where you don't have to work yourself. You can come and learn. You can come and just relax. You can come and get fed. Because, we have to get fed too. I want you – look, like I said, registration is $35. Not much at all for this type of event. This type of event could easily go for $200 a ticket. But we're doing it for $35. Like I said, we're trying to – our goal is to empower you. Our goal is to get something to you. So many times, you have people trying to take something from you, but we're trying to get something to you. So I want to see – I need you to buy these tickets because I don't want other people to get – what was meant for you. Because these tickets are going fast, and I really want everybody who can hear the sound of my voice, I want you to go out there and buy those tickets. So go to my website tonight, mileswmiller.wordpress.com. That's Miles W. Miller, MYLESWMILLER.wordpress.com. And click on the link that says Manifest Destiny. It'll give you all the information about the conference, and you can actually register right there on the spot. Trust me, you don't want to be on the outside looking in because this is the space is filling quickly. So I want you guys to really get in there, and I really want you to, without a shadow of a doubt, be there. This is for you. And on that note, I want to also acknowledge Mr. J.L. Godfrey, who's been on the line tonight. I want to acknowledge him and thank him for all his support. I just want to thank each and every one of you for just being tuned in to what we're doing here on Creating a Championship Standard of Living. And I'm at a constant pace of trying to, I'm at a constant pace of getting better so I can continue to get better with this show. And I want you to know I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm thanking God for some absolutely phenomenal stuff happening in your lives this week. And I'm going to say this, good news is coming to your house this week. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know this week good news is coming to your house. So be on the lookout for something good this week coming to your house in the mail. It may be by phone, but something you're going to get some good news this week. I believe that. And I'm decreeing that out of my mouth that you're going to get some good news this week. It's time for some good news. It's harvest time. It's time to harvest the goodness of this land. It's time for you to get some good news in your household. So I'm decreeing it out. I want to acknowledge wish a very happy and blessed birthday to my Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, who celebrated his birthday yesterday. I want to acknowledge Dr. Beverly Jackson, Pastor Janaldo Lee and Lady Tiffany Lee down here at Great Faith Ministries Atlanta, my mentor, Mr. Greg Harden, And also want to give special thanks again to the dynamic Keely Omani. She's an actress who's blowing up, and guess what? Her career has taken off as a result of not concentrating on circumstances, not concentrating on situations, but concentrating on the fact that God is inside of her and that she has a right to speak out what it is she wants. So I'm encouraging you, anybody who's hearing this show now, that Keely Omani is a person to know, because she's a person on the rise, but she's doing it the right way. She's not strong-arming her way into success. She's actually manifesting her way into success through the power of God that's inside of her. So I'm encouraging you, to watch her career, because she's blowing up as we speak. So without a shout, without people, I'm not going to keep you long. I wanted to let you know that I love you again. I'm praying for you. I'm thanking God for you. I'm encouraging you to remember this. It's my motto and my mantra. My mantra and my motto. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you at the top. Whatever it is you want to see, you want to do, you can speak out things, and things can happen for you. But like I said, we're going to get into a lesson. One more thing. I'm so excited about this. There's one more thing I want to share with you, and that this is something to really understand about life, about allowing, about your dreams, about your goals. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject, leads your life. Let me say that to you again. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject, leads your life. So if there's something good that you really want, don't resist it. Accept it. Allow it. Because if you reject it, you let go of it, and that thing that was good was coming for you, you turn away from it, and you want to always accept things that are good and reject things that are bad. And also understand that every single day, no matter what it looks like outside, no matter what's going on in the economy, God has designed the universe to be a major league blessing. He has designed his universe to be a major league blessing for you, for me, for anyone who can just receive it. And that is actually the natural state of the universe. It is designed to bless you. It's designed in abundance. But it's your choice to get in the flow.